The second scripture reading today is from Matthew 1, 18 through 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Excuse me. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because this is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. May God add his blessings to the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank you, Deb. I wasn't sure this morning if we had in the bulletins again this insert. Did you have the insert this morning? Because last week we had the insert too, but with hardly anyone here, I wanted you all to have the opportunity to see all the names that are given to the Christ, Jesus. And I wanted to spend some time over this Advent season looking at just a few of the many, many names that were given Christ. And even in the text that was just read to us this morning, there were two, weren't there? Jesus and Emmanuel in the Gospel of Matthew text this morning. I had a question I wanted to ask you this morning, and it's this. How many of you, when you were young, and maybe even when you're a little bit older, were afraid of the dark? Or were afraid of the sound of a thunderstorm? How many of you will admit to that, at least as a child? See, then you can get away with it, yeah, even if you are now, you know. Several of you, perhaps. I remember I grew up with three brothers, and we had three bedrooms to share. In other words, that meant the youngest two, which is me and my younger brother, we had to share a bedroom. And so we had two twin beds in that room, and I remember thunderstorms. Sometimes Jeff would just wake up screaming. And so, of course, Mom, who loves her children, would come in and usually would figure out why it was he was screaming, because there was a thunderstorm going on, and he heard this loud thunder, and he would scream. What she didn't realize is the kid in the bed next to him was probably freaking out more than he was, because I was dead to the world, and all of a sudden, I've got a brother screaming next to me. I'm freaking out as well. But what comforted my brother wasn't his brother next door in the other bed, apparently, but was Mom coming in to say everything's going to be okay. We're with you. Even though we're in the other room over there, you know that we are with you and we'll never leave you and you're going to be okay. And would calm down my brother when he would freak out during these storms. The name given to Jesus this morning is a name that I think we need to spend some time on, and it's Emmanuel, which means God's with us, God with us. And I wanted to look at that a little bit this morning, because, you know, right from the very beginning, we were never meant to be alone. What was it when God created Adam? This is before the fall, folks. Before the fall, he created Adam and said, you know, Adam, you need someone else to be with you. Even though God was with Adam in the garden, you need someone else to be with you. You need a helpmate. You need a companion. So God created Eve. So I would dare say to you right from the very beginning, God never meant for us to be alone. He always meant for us to be with someone. God knew it. After the fall, of course, companionship wasn't perfect. Because after the fall, of course, other things got in the way of companionship, didn't it? Selfishness and greed and me first and all those kinds of things are a part of a sinful nature that seemed to get uglier and uglier. But nonetheless, God still knew from the very beginning that we needed someone to be with us. We were never meant to live alone. Oh, there are some that like living alone because they've learned over time to kind of adapt and they don't want to be bothered with some of the other things that go on. But you know what? I don't think anyone was ever meant really to be alone. It's not a natural state. It wasn't with Adam and Eve in the garden. I don't believe it's a natural state for us even now to be alone. Because I think companionship makes us more complete. Remember I told you a while back that I was told many years ago before I married Lisa that I wasn't supposed to marry Lisa by a man who said God told me. I didn't tell him to stick it anywhere. I was kind about it, but I said, when God tells me that I'm not supposed to marry Lisa, then I'll let you know. But God hasn't told me that. And God never did tell me that because I needed that companionship. And God gave me a wonderful companion in Lisa. You know, as I said, we may learn to be alone, but I don't think it was ever meant to me. Although Jesus himself, you know, if you look at Jesus himself, he needed some times of quiet to be alone. But where did he spend a lot of time? With his disciples. He had friends and he had those that he was really close with, the inner circle that he had. Jesus himself needed to be with others. He surrounded himself with his friends, his disciples, kind of like a church. You know, we need each other in the body of Christ. We're not meant to be alone. It says in James chapter 1, verse 27, that we are called as a church to practice our faith by looking after the widows and the orphans. Why the widows and the orphans? Thought about that for a moment in light of this title given Jesus, God with us. Maybe it's because widows and orphans oftentimes are alone. They need companionship. They need people to love and care for them. To be cared for and loved just like they want others to love and care for. So looking at this title this morning, Emmanuel, God with us. When you think of God, do you think in terms of a God who's removed from our day-to-day activities? There are a lot of people out there that believe that. I don't believe at all that God is a God who created us and then said, go do your thing. I'm going to leave you alone. And I'll just be there when you really need me. Some people believe in that kind of a God, and I don't believe in that kind of God at all. I believe God is a God who created us and loves us and wants an intimate relationship with us, just like Adam and Eve in the garden. He wants to walk with us each and every day. He wants to be with us. And yet there are some who believe that God is distant. God wants us. He wants to love on us. That's why I believe he chose to present himself to us in human form in Bethlehem in a manger, whether that manger was a part of a structure or perhaps more likely a part of a cave where the animals were. But this manger, why was Jesus to come that way? Because I think God wanted to make sure that we understood he would be with us. You see, it's not intimidating to show up at a little manger, a little humble abode, to find out who this king, this Messiah that was supposed to come is. Does that sound intimidating to you? It doesn't sound intimidating to me. But you know, if it was something where you had to show up and say, if it was in America and the king that was to be born would show up at the White House, that'd be intimidating, wouldn't it? For us common folk that have never been in a place like that to show up there, because we probably wouldn't be allowed to go because there'd only be so many people who could see this king. You see, God, I believe, was intentional. And it wasn't an oops when it was like, stink, I picked the wrong day. this whole census thing going on. And now Mary and Joseph, they got to travel all this way, and she's heavy with a baby. And it's like, oh, jeez, I blew it, didn't I? God's not that way. God said, this is perfect. This is perfect. Because I want to show the world that I want to show my love to every single one of them. The least and the most. To the shepherds out in the field, or the wise men that come from afar, I want to show them that I am accessible to anybody who would come, because this one who came back in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, hundreds of years before the Messiah was born, it said that this one who came would be called Emmanuel, God with us. You see, I think God wanted to show you and me that in Christ we'd never be alone, ever. In the middle of the night, as a little child, when we're scared of the dark and we think there's a monster in the closet or under the bed or wherever it is, to remind us that God is with us in the darkness of night. God is with us in the loud noises that scare the heck out of us. God is with us when we feel like we're all alone out in the middle of nowhere. God will never leave us alone, because the one Messiah who came, Jesus, one of the names given him was God with us. Jesus would never leave us alone. And I think this word given to Jesus is probably more powerful than most of the other ones that are given, because God wants to be with us. Not just a creator who created and left, but a creator who created and said, I want to be with you. He was there when we came into the world. He's going to be there when we leave this world. God with us. But that truth is ours because we accept that truth in Christ. Don't forget, although God is here, to many in this world, they don't understand it, and it doesn't become real to them, because they have not affected that in accepting God with them in Jesus Christ. And you and I, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, can understand God's with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Matthew 1:21, one of the earlier verses that we read, says that this one that would come, who is also named Jesus, will save his people from their sins. You and I in Christ are one of his people. I encourage us as I close this morning to stop acting like he isn't here. Sometimes we act like God isn't here. Sometimes we live in fear. We forget God's with us. Sometimes we live as one who is very lonely and alone. We forget God's with us. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be lonely, because God is with us in Jesus Christ. He tells us in his word, we're more than conquerors. We're part of his kingdom. We're adopted as his children. We're co-heirs with Christ. We're his treasured possession. These are all things he says about you and me who have accepted Christ as our Savior. I want to remind you this morning as we go through this Advent season. One of the names given to Jesus is Emmanuel, which means a couple things. One is that Jesus is God come in human flesh. And number two, he's with us. And he's with us through the Holy Spirit that lives within our hearts. And I want to encourage you with that this morning. Emmanuel. God's with us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Because when you came, it looked pretty cool in the manger, because we have these nativity scenes. was humble. It was dirty. But it looks kind of cool. But God, help us to never forget that when you came in human flesh, when Jesus came, that he knew as he grew, his purpose was a purpose that would come at great cost. In order to save those that he loved, he would give his life on the cross. Thank you for that gift above any gift that could ever be given, that he would do that for me. He would do that for us. Thank you, dear God, that you are always with us. For it's in Christ's name, to the presence of his Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.